Young people, what are you doing with your lives? How many of you who have received salvation grace would like to repay the Savior? Hands up. My hands went up right away. And that has set me on this course of service. I say this to some young person, think, consider, and pray. God help you. If you will kindly turn to our closing hymn, which is 543 in your songbook. This is also the title of my message. 542. Written by a lady, a housewife called Carrie Breck, an unusual name. How come this housewife could write such a beautiful hymn, face to face with Christ my Savior? Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. This is a hymn which expresses his experience of salvation and the feeling of gratitude that can never be fully repaid. And so face to face expresses the feeling of many people, many who have received salvation grace, and they are so grateful that they think of the day, they look forward to the day when I can personally thank my Lord face to face. Isn't that the feeling of some of you here? Or we who have received such great salvation can never thank our Lord enough. So face to face is the expression of the feeling of one person called Mrs. Carrie Breck. What about you? What about me? We who have received so much, I say, do not wait. Now, the title of this hymn also provoked some questions. When you say face to face, do you mean to say that once you get to heaven, you're going to see God face to face? I was puzzled by this possibility, so much so that I rang my theological consultant, that is Pastor Quick. And he says, no, God is spirit, and no man can see God. I say, wonderful, wonderful, you've cleared my doubt. If you turn to John 1, whom do you see when we get to heaven? John 1:18. I will read for you. If you open to your own Bible and follow, John 1:18 makes it very clear. Whom do we see when we get to heaven? Face to face. This verse says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. When we see Jesus, we see God the Son. Understand now, all of us? We will see Jesus definitely. And he is the present representation of God for us to see, to help our human weakness. We must see somebody. You're going to see him. Oh yes, that's for sure. And then we will have the opportunity to say thanks. Personally, to thank God for all his mercies and grace bestowed freely upon us. Here we sit, here we enjoy, and day by day we savor the richness of his grace, don't we? Face to face expresses the thought of one person, Kerry Breck. But may we all feel the same. And further on, whether we see God or not, there is another verse that you may turn to, which is 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6, verse 16. It says here, I'll give you a moment to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. Talking of God the Son, who only hath immortality. This verse talks of God the Father, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. This is to calm our minds forever. Do not be curious and say, why can't I see God the Father? Why can't I? If he is a person, answer is he is spirit. And he never has a face for you to see and say, I saw God the Father and he's got blue eyes or whatever it is. No, we do not. We mustn't imagine, we mustn't create what is not for us to do. So here we are. Now, what does this hymn do to you? Does it provoke you to think? I say, do not wait until we go to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you very much, and that's all. I say, no. As you have heard the testimony of Miss Ho Xiao Wei, in my short testimony, the time to repay is now. In this life, why not? Oh, dear friends, how do you repay? Remember what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you appreciate my salvation grace, do what I tell you. Very simple. Is that so? And yet some Christians sin willfully, knowingly. How can you prove your love for the Lord who says to you, if you love me, keep my commandments. I've died for you, shed my blood for you to save you from everlasting damnation in hell. Now how do you repay? Very, very easy. It's a matter of obedience. What did I say? Matter of obedience. Jesus says, you say you love me, truly love me, just simply do what I say. All right, I challenge you to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14. Chapter 13, all right. Chapter 13, verse 34. John's Gospel 13:34. For those who feel so grateful, face to face I'm going to be in heaven to see my Savior and thank him personally, I say, leave the imaginary part. The grateful thoughts that you have, keep them for the moment. Just look at this. Verse 34. Jesus says to you, "You love me? I give you a new commandment. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." How did Jesus love us? And he says, "As I have loved you, you receive my love. Show it to your brother, your sister." It's very difficult because we all see each other's faults. And then, hey, I can do something else, but not that. That person has offended me. No. Jesus says, love that person if he's a nice fellow. No. If you love me, you love that person. This is doing his will. Do we do it? Now, another challenge to our obedience is the Great Commission. Matthew 28:20. If you turn to the last chapter of Matthew's Gospel and the last couple of verses, here is a very simple one. Again, it is so simple. You say, it doesn't apply to me. I say, why not? Why not? Who does Jesus address these words to? You have received salvation grace. Now he says, verse 19, the last chapter of Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore. You profess that you love me. You say, face to face, I'll say, thank you, Lord. Wait a minute. Forget about the face-to-face. Now, while you have received salvation grace, Jesus says, go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them. Of course, you don't do that. This is addressed to those who are ordained to do that job of baptizing. But essentially, this verse says, go. And tell others, even as Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power. And after that, you will be my witnesses. You go and tell others. Jesus does not come down to earth to go and preach anymore. We are to do it. And so here it is, face to face. How shall it be? I said, don't wait till the face to face comes. Do it now. Go and tell, ye shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and beyond. But please, dear friends, don't have great grand thoughts. I want to be a missionary to the beyond place. No, be a missionary to your next door neighbor. The one who lives across the street. It's not difficult. But don't all the time have some grand, grandiose idea. I want to be a missionary. I must go to Africa or go to New Guinea or some place. Remote, traveling around half the world and then I'll be a missionary. I said, no, Jesus didn't say, be a missionary to a far distance place. No, dear friends. So, face to face, what will it be? Do not wait for that day and say, Lord, I am sorry, I forgot to witness to my family. I forgot to do this and that other thing. I forgot to love my neighbor as myself. Don't. We are alive here, preserved to do his will. Face to face, what will it be? On that day, face to face, the red face, you know. Because you forgot to do anything. And then you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I forgot to do this. Don't be sorry now. Just do it. Now let's turn to the hymn and they will sing it as we close this evening service. Face to face, 543. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, 543. 543, stanza 1. When with rapture, what is rapture? Oh yes, it is something wonderful. We are caught up to heaven. Change in a moment and able to do wonderful, excellent things. When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ who died for me. Yes, how can you repay? How can I repay the kind of gratitude we owe to a person who died for us? Can you? How do it? How do we do it? Jesus said, if you love me, just do what I tell you to do. Ah, that settles many a problem. Yes, many times we just say, never mind, if I do wrong, Jesus will still forgive me. That is so. But you have failed. You have failed. Now let's sing this wonderful song by Kerry Breck. Let's arise and sing face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face will it be, when with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold Him, face starry sky, face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Only faintly now I see Him with the darkness. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in His glory, I shall see Him by and by. What rejoice with a bend, when the crooked ways are smitten and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Stanza 4. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face and face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face all His glory,
I shall see him by and by.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this sunset gospel hour, that we, thy people, have been blessed with this one more hour in thy house. O Lord our God, impress upon us the great price, the heavy sacrifice that Jesus our Lord had to go through to come to earth, to save us from our sins, to pay the price, to save us for eternity. O Lord our God, face to face, what will it be? May that face to face even be now, that we will realize the great price that was paid for our redemption, that we will resolve even now to give thee back that life, to live for thee, to serve thee, while thou lendest us breath. Now may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with all of God's people, now and until we see the Savior himself face to face. Amen.